Antonia Mirella Solidoro was born on July 13, 1964, in Taurizano, Italy, into a modest peasant family. She spent her childhood in a serene way, supported and pampered by the love of her parents, especially her mother, who educated her in a Christian way, with the support of godparents who were always very close to the family. In June of 1972, on the feast of Corpus Domini, she receives her first Holy Communion with great joy. And then comes May the 21st, 1978, the day in which Mirella receives the sacrament of confirmation. But by the age of 9, she began a slow martyrdom as a sick girl. The continuous and severe headaches forced her to undergo numerous scans, which caused her great suffering. But it was during her time in the hospital that she began to receive mystical visions. While in the hospital, the young girl claims to have seen visions of Jesus. She saw the Lord appear in a great light, nailed to the cross. Mirella had asked our Lord for the grace of a healing, which He promised, but only if she promises to become a nun. Mirella was then transferred to the Vito Fazzi Hospital in Lecce, where she underwent an operation in September of 1979 in hopes of removing the tumor. But Mirella's condition worsened, and all of a sudden, she slowly loses her sight. Radiotherapy treatment follows at the Brindisi Hospital, after which she decides to no longer receive any other type of treatment. From that day on, Mirella spends her days almost always in bed. Mirella was sometimes accompanied to church to participate in the Holy Mass, but one thing she never missed out on was receiving the Eucharist. Her slow but happy ordeal sanctifies, elevates, matures, and enriches her spiritually. Always thirsty for Jesus, she fixes her mind in meditation on the Passion and thanks the Lord for the gift of suffering. In a long day spent in a room, she composes poems and prayers that she dictates to those around her. Anyone who visits her was never aware of the intense suffering that the young one goes through, because the young saint is always serene and calm, despite the constant suffering and weakness. The turning point in her short life was when she became blind at the age of 15. Mirella never saw this as a punishment from the Lord, but rather as a grace from God. From that moment, she realized that she was called by Christ to offer her life for the salvation of all of humanity. She welcomes the cross almost with pride, but she also does not consider herself fit to offer her life on a bed of pain. But with all her heart, she embraces the unspeakable sufferings that the Lord gives her. Not once did she ever complain about her sufferings, and to anyone who would ask her about her health or suffering, she would say, "I'm fine, thank God." There were many suffering people who would gather around her bed, or even called her by phone looking for comforting advice and the support of her prayers. She treated everyone with kindness and instilled serenity, despite her unspeakable suffering. Many claim to have received special favors and healings thanks to Mirella's prayers. The young saint had a deep devotion to the Madonna, so much so that the rosary was always held tightly in her hands while she composes numerous prayers, poems, and thoughts dedicated to the Lord and to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Even during the Thursdays of Lent from July of 1987 to August of 1999, Mirella claims to have received messages not just from our Lord, but also from Padre Pio and the Madonna. With the help of her closest friends, these messages were transcribed and delivered to her mother, who made them public only after her daughter's death. Like all saints, Mirella too goes through dark and challenging days. At times, she would be strongly discouraged, but her faith in the presence of the Lord was unwavering. During one of her visions, she had spoken of how Jesus Himself repeated a word to her, which was Marcellina, whose meaning Mirella did not understand. But in 1982, at the end of a missionary retreat for young people, at the sanctuary of the Madonna dell'Oca, A priest invited a Marceline sister named Sister Margarita to go with him for a visit to Mirella. As soon as Mirella hears that a Marceline nun was in a room, she says, "I've been waiting for you." Sister Margarita would then visit Mirella many other times, and a relationship of true friendship was born between them. In this way, Mirella had the chance to know more deeply the spirituality of the Institute of the Marceline Sisters and its founder, as it was a dream of Mirella, which was to become a missionary nun. In 1998, she was forced to take shelter in San Giovanni Rotondo, in the Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza Hospital, but the doctors couldn't do anything. Back home, she continued her life of intense prayer and apostolate towards all. In the summer of 1999, she developed a continuous and strong fever. She was hospitalized again. 4 days later, she went into an irreversible coma, and on the morning of October the 4th, 1999, she passed away peacefully. Servant of God, Mirella Solidoro, prega per noi.